CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs woman was arrested this week for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021. Jennifer Horvath broke into the building after a rally at the White House with President Donald Trump while Congress was certifying the 2020 election. She decorated a statue and marched through the halls. She faces federal charges. A Weld County commissioner is looking to create what she calls a human life sanctuary in opposition to Colorado's new abortion law. Republican Lori Sane has proposed a measure telling county attorneys to prepare a lawsuit against the state for infringing on Weld's autonomy.
This bill has really illuminated to the people of Colorado who didn't know this before, but we allow abortion up to the day of birth. It's barbaric.
Sane has introduced the idea twice, but it hasn't gained traction among fellow commissioners. Her latest attempt comes in the wake of a leaked Supreme Court opinion that suggests Roe v. Wade will be overturned. She's currently a candidate to represent Colorado's new 8th Congressional District. With the potential overturn of Roe v. Wade, abortion rights activists in Colorado worry neighboring states like Texas and Oklahoma will continue to restrict or ban abortion access. Netta Meltzer of Planned Parenthood of the Rockies says they expect a 20% increase in the number of people from out of state seeking an abortion in Colorado over the next 1 to 3 years.
I always encourage people to visualize the map of the United States. We're surrounded by states where access will be restricted or eliminated if the decision comes down as drafted.
56,000 abortions were sought in Texas in 2019. Right now in Denver, it's 69 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.